Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hey, Julia here. If you'd like to grow your agency with a new free traffic source, we've put together a free resource for you called the Agency Traffic Blueprint, which outlines how you can acquire free organic traffic for your agency's website using Powered by Marketing. You can get that at getrubyrobin.com/blueprint or check the description of this episode for the link.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin. My guest today is Natasha Dugas, who is the founder of RavingFan.io. Natasha has been working in communications and marketing for more than 25 years and works with medium-sized businesses to utilize smarter strategies, tactics, and ideas to transcend their clients' expectations. Today, we're going to be discussing Natasha's journey of building her agency and what she's learned along the way. So thanks so much for joining us today, Natasha.
My pleasure, Julia.
So to get started, let's dive into a couple questions so our listeners can get to know you a little bit. So what would you say motivates or inspires you as an entrepreneur?
I think that the outcome and making people happy, I think it's as easy as that. You know, the goal is really to see my clients happy and to make sure that their customers are happy as well, right?
Yeah.
So, the name Raving Fan came from not only us being raving fans of our customers, but it's also creating raving fans of our clients so that they, so we believe at Raving Fan that a raving fan will market your company, right? So
yes.
You can actually lower your costs by making happy clients. So that's the goal, right? It's actually creating raving fans so that they can become your ambassadors.
Yeah, I love that. Makes so much sense. And then, so
but often enough, people don't relate those two. They keep doing a lot of marketing and they don't focus enough on client experience to understand how that can actually benefit them better.
Yeah, absolutely. Referrals are the greatest way to help build your business. And I was actually just having a conversation with that with another agency owner yesterday. And we were just talking about how a lot of agencies don't ask for the referral. So, it's just those little things that can really, really help grow your business. So how did you originally get into digital marketing?
I was in communications for a long time. And then, I love technology and I love learning. And so as soon as there's a new shiny object, you know, like, especially in technology, I was all over it. So it was just an easy switch to go from communications and, you know, traditional marketing to digital marketing. But what I really love is understanding how we can make things go faster and optimize. So I'm an optimizer. I take everything and I want to make them better, including myself. and so the digital aspects or the digital revolution in marketing has just brought us to playing to another level. At the same time as we were discussing this earlier this week, at the same time, marketing has become such a commodity, right? So how do we keep, you know, technology edge while moving forward and keeping it accessible, but always playing a higher game, you know? So I think that's what I loved about digital marketing. Mm-hmm. And also the fact that you can actually relate, the measurements and data, you know, data-driven decisions are so important nowadays, right? And it's not just gut feeling, and it's, you know, it's a whole different ball game, which I absolutely love. It's a chess game and I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I can tell that you're so passionate about it the way you talk about it. So yeah, it's that's really interesting. And then, so, you know, what was that deciding factor to, you know, start Raving Fan Dido? What was a little bit about your story there?
Again, it's the desire to serve and to see, you know, we have so many businesses in the world, or, you know, in Canada especially, that are, that have so much potential. They have so much potential, but often enough, they don't see their own potential. Mm-hmm. And we're situated in Atlantic Canada, and we're great at customer service, but we're not awesome at selling ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm probably the first one to say this, but for my own experience, I'm not a great salesperson, but I'm a great, you know, customer care. So, like, customer care, we take a lot of pride. Yes, thank you. We take a lot of pride in serving our clients, but we have that, like, awareness is so important, and marketing has been on the back of, you know, if there's a crisis, we cut the marketing. If there's, you know, if we need to cut, it's always marketing. And people don't understand how important marketing has become. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to change maybe a little bit the water in the beans to make it, you know, to make it fun too. Like, to creating Raving Fans is not just about creating marketing. It's about creating marketing that resonates and that is cool. And, you know, I always say that to create great stuff, you have to have two things: familiarity and mm-hmm. a change of state. So if, for example, if you're talking to somebody and they're familiar already, you have this connection with them. So yeah. For example, my mom is a McLaughlin. Your last name is a McLaughlin. Already we have a connection. So that creates openness in our minds. Yes. And, but if there's no familiarity, then we don't have that connection. So if an ad or some visuals or some marketing tools or whatever kind of message that doesn't resonate with that person, we have that blockage automatically, right? Mm-hmm. So familiarity is the first thing. But secondly, right, the state, if you can change somebody's state from being normal to just, and to a higher state, being more happy, you know, smiles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That creates an emotional print, and that what's create memories. Memories are only created by three things: peaks, pits, and transitions. The rest, people don't remember it. So if we're like, that's what I mean. Like, it's all about the game of, you know, playing the good, or playing to another standard, and bringing people to actually change the moods of their customer to create that raving fan.
Yeah, so that's so interesting. So what are some ways that you are, you know, trying to create that sense of familiarity with your prospective customers, your prospective clients?
Well, often enough, I think that, well, it depends in which stage you're at. So for example, at the selling stage, we want to create rapport, right?
Yes.
So you need to understand who you're talking to in order to create that rapport. Mm-hmm. Then after that, you need to, so we're never in a B2B situation. We're always in a B2P situation, right? It's a business to person in every, or even more, I would say it's a P2P situation in all aspects. We're always selling to people.
Yes.
So for our clients, it's really about creating that connection, knowing that, you know, we're a part of their team, right? We're, whatever they need, they can call us and we'll find a way to help them, support them. You know, I'm not sure if that's the questions that you were asking or if I went astray.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's interesting. I'm always just curious to find out, you know, what ways are you, you know, nurturing those relationships with prospective clients so that you can create, you know, you can just grow your agency and, you know, create more raving fans within your agency.
So I think that people that are local, for example, like if you're serving a local market, I think that's we have to don't underestimate the power of eating together. There's a great book by Jason Gagnard. I forget the name, but I think it's It's like Mastermind, you know, Eating Together or something like that. But the thing is that when you eat together, you're actually creating rapport. And that is also a great way to take the time to learn to know your prospect and things like that. If you're in a higher market or a more dense market, like on a national market, using your social media, like you are doing with your podcasts, and it's already creating that, basically what we're looking for is just creating that familiarity, right? It's always creating that familiarity. So we're creating that familiarity with also repetition, right? Repetition is a great way to create familiarity.
Yes.
So people that know, that see your name, see your podcast, hear about you, have, see you on ads and things like that, then that same familiarity that you might not have at the very beginning can be created through repetition. And that's how, you keep that, that connection with people.
Right. So you are just, regularly following up with anyone who, a prospect in your pipeline, ensuring you're doing your due diligence with the follow-up and just helping build that connection.
Yes. Right now we're really, really lucky. We don't do any sales or, and leads. People are all coming to us, which is
amazing.
A great benefit. Yeah. But, I'm kind of itchy to go hunting a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's amazing that you get so many referrals. So what would you say differentiates? What is your differentiating factor that separates you from other agencies? What makes you guys kind of unique?
I think it's a perspective that we go above and beyond. Often enough, people stick a lot to, and they should, to their proposals. But sometimes we see that there is another issue that needs to be, that is creating challenges for the company. Mm-hmm. We're not going to just overlook it. We're just going to attack it and, bring it a part of the proposal that we've put together. So often enough, sometimes, you're thinking that an ad or some, campaigns will help your business, but you're figuring out that, having an out-of-home campaign would be better, because you need that out of home for that regional market, not only digital. Then we propose to the client to do that, and to maybe we add some bonuses on that as well. So people don't, they come to us for a certain challenge, but they know that we're going to look at all the challenges that, that we see and that we can address at the same time.
So you're looking for ways that you can be really going above and beyond and exceeding their expectations to create that memorable experience.
Definitely.
That's awesome. I love that. So what would you say has been the biggest overall challenge that you've had to overcome as you've been growing RavingFan.io?
I think the biggest challenge that we have is finding that concept of being different, not necessarily our differentiator as such, but understanding that, we're not necessarily your typical agency or, and we don't want to be a typical agency. We want to be something else. We want to see the market being disturbed a little bit more. But what is that concept, and how can we make it come to life? Mm-hmm. I think that's their biggest challenge, is, how can we, reimagine the way that we do things with the coming of the AIs and also serving our clients, but without looking back and really looking forward with Meta computers and being ready when everything is actually ignited, right? So I think for me, that's my biggest challenge, is building the future of our company today while building today, right? So we're always building two companies, the company that you will become and the company that you are today. So I think for me, that has been the biggest challenge, because right now I don't see it clearly. So I want to see it clearly to make it happen.
Yeah. So what are some ways that you're working towards that to really tackle that challenge?
I think it's actually booking thinking time. Thinking time and imagination time. Like, I know it's crazy, but it's like, we're so much in a day-to-day and mm-hmm. we're so much, even though that I keep an eye on technology and everything that's going on and, you know, how the metaverse is going to work and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But, it's actually letting yourself be and letting yourself imagine what it could be, because sometimes it's not been taught yet or thought yet. Right.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. So what is there in mind that I can find to get me to where I want to be or mm-hmm. to where we need to be as a company?
Yeah. And I love that concept of thinking time. I think, you know, whenever you need to, you know, have that time to really imagine like where your company wants to grow, like you need to get into that space where you're thinking big picture thinking. I think that's that time where you really need to, you know, just close the laptop, set some time in your calendar, you know, and, you know, some people go to a coffee shop with just a notepad. But yeah, have like a quiet space and just, you know, get creative and, you know, do whatever you need to do to inspire that creativity. But yeah, you definitely need that time to just sort of block out other things and really focus on, you know, that time to really delve into whatever subject you need to.
Yeah. And I think the important thing in our thinking time is the question that we ask.
Yes.
To ourselves. Because yeah. if we don't ignite a question, we will never get the answer.
Yeah.
And often enough, people are just thinking like, oh, you know, I'll just do some thinking time without having a specific question in mind. And they will just get bombarded with all kinds of thoughts. So
yes.
you really want to focus on one question. Then you write down the question, you lay down, you close your eyes, and you relax and you let everything come in.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, really good point. You definitely have to have an end goal in mind. And and maybe it won't come to you that session, but I think if you know you're just laser focused on, you know, coming up with a solution to that. You know, maybe it's something every week you book those 2 hours off in your calendar and yeah, you just work towards it.
I think also you need to trust that when you plant a seed, if it's the right seed for you, it mm-hmm. will grow, right?
Yes.
So, as you know, right? You planted a seed, you felt it was right for you. Mm-hmm. And I think that often we need to trust ourselves that we know, right? You get that feeling that you know it's right.
Yes.
And we have to trust that feeling more and more and not force it and accept that it takes time sometimes to grow, right?
Yes, it can be. I feel like it's human nature to be impatient, but yes, you have to have patience in business. It just goes.
Especially entrepreneurs, right?
Yes.
Should have been done yesterday.
Exactly. I love that. So if you had, you know, one growth tip that you could share with any up and coming agency owners, what would that be?
I think it is actually coming back to that aspect of, you know, build your future company and your existing company at the same time. Book your thinking time. Make sure that you stop, not just don't stick. So I know that we're going to talk about, you know, books later, but for example, like the E-Myth, where are you? Are you the executor or are you a business owner? I think that's something that you need to define as an agency where you are. If you're, you know, if you're the CEO of an agency and not the owner of the agency, are you still bringing that vision? And are you making time to actually bring that vision forward? So
yes.
I think that it's really, what role do you want to play mm-hmm. As an agency? Are you playing it? And what can you do to change? Knowing that gap, right? Understanding where you are, where you want to be, and how you can achieve it by looking at the gap or the space in between.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's such great insight. Yeah. Awesome. So, you know, so one thing I'd love to touch on is, you know, just talking about your team a little bit. So, you know, how do you create loyal members of your team who are, you know, excited to come to work every day and, you know, are just staying passionate and at the same time, you know, efficient? So talk about that a little bit.
Well, I had a bad nickname for like my team actually had a bad nickname for me. They would call me mom all the time. Yes, mom. Yeah, mom. You can go, mom. And because I'm always I wasn't a commander, but I'm like, oh, yeah, you good? You can do this. Are you did that? Are you good? Da-da-da-da. Okay. All right. Everybody's good. All right. Let's go. But I think that, I don't know, like, I think it's the energy that you bring into the room. If you bring a great energy into your room, you will attract similar people that have that energy, that have that level of passion, that wants to make a change. And I think that I was lucky in my life to bring teams that, you know, people used we used to have a series of talent that just wanted to work with us because we were so cool. We had such a cool image and you know, but it was prior to COVID because we were out there, right? And yeah. COVID kind of changed that a little bit. But it's bringing that energy. And once you bring that energy, I think everybody will, you know, will with that same energy will want to work with you. And for building a culture, I think it's super important to have those values and to have that same vibe. Because the worst thing is having somebody on a very high note and super pumped and yay, let's do this. And then having the other person is just like, oh God, just, it's not going to connect. Well, when we're talking about vibe and connection and rapport, mm-hmm. there's no rapport there, right? Because it's not that same energy, right?
Exactly.
So I think that we need to keep ourselves in a great state, in a great energy mode, and, you know, and bring all of ourselves to work. Mm-hmm. And I think that the people, their team are going to respond to that high level of energy. You know, and the people that don't have that same level of energy will mm-hmm. drop off, right?
Yeah.
But the people that will stay, they will become raving fans of you, right? They will, like, I remember, like, sometimes I would leave at 7 or 8 at night at the office and, you know, people were still, you know, typing away and it's like, are you done? You should leave. And, you know, they're, no, just, and, you know, and it's just fantastic to have people that resonate with you, you know, yes. and with the team and with each other. I think so for me, it's really like showing up with energy and having that energy and having that team create that energy together.
Yeah. And I think that is such a sign of such a great leader when you're able to take that accountability and responsibility for bringing that energy to the table. I think that's really, really cool because yeah, you're just setting yourself up as a positive role model. You know, it's really easy to say one thing and do something else. But, you know, if you're, you know, demonstrating that you're, you know, you're bringing that positive energy to the table, it's kind of contagious. You know, it just rubs off on other people in a great way.
Yeah, and both are contagious, right? When you're coming in and you're tired and you had stressful week and you didn't keep yourself and, you know, you didn't eat right. You got drunk last night. I'm just joking, but you know, you come in with a lousy state.
Yeah.
Then your team will reflect that too. Right.
Yeah.
Don't underestimate the power of a leader and the power of leadership within your institution.
I agree. Yeah. I think that's such great advice. I love that. So tell me, where do you see ravingfan.io in 5 years' time?
Well, .io means prototype, right? So it's our goal is really to build a platform. So we, as we said, you know, we're building something, you know, now for the future. Mm-hmm. But we haven't, like, it's going to have some part of AI in it and we're tweaking it right now. So our goal is really to launch the platform to support existing companies that don't have all of the power behind them to build the marketing function that they need, right?
Interesting. So, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really
I can't
excited
tell you
to
all,
see.
But I'll let's reconnect in a few months or in a year or so. Then I'll let you in on that.
Yeah, I'm definitely intrigued on where you guys are headed. So it sounds super exciting. All right. Well, we're getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but do you have, before we move on to the Fast Five, do you have any, you know, final thoughts, you know, words of wisdom, anything like that, that you would like to share with our listeners?
So I think that agencies, like, I think as an agency, we have to question ourselves, like, what type of agency do we want to be? Mm-hmm. And also in the question, in the sense that if you are, like, I'm guessing that a lot of agencies might be still owner operated. And when you're an owner, you have to ask yourself, what do I want when I'm about to exit? Do I want an exit? Do I want to have a succession? Do I want my employees? So always think about the end as well. Because mm-hmm. the thing is, you know, and if you don't know, like build to sell or build for the succession, make sure that you have something to sell. I've seen so many companies build a company based on service. And then once the service is no longer available, they lose all value of their company because they have nothing to sell other than a client list. So right. I think it's really important to look at your process and procedures, your IP, all of these aspects to make sure that you have something of value after you're done.
Definitely. Okay. I love that advice. That's great. So now we're going to move on to the Fast Five. So I have five rapid fire questions for you. So first question, what's a book you read that's made an impact on you?
Power of Awareness by Neville Goddard.
Okay, perfect. And what does your morning routine look like?
5:30, lemon juice, water, 6, gym, cardio, weights, depending on the day. Mm-hmm. Incantations when I do my cardio. That's one thing that is super important for me. Mm-hmm. I finish with a 5-minute visualization and then I'm off to work.
I love that. That sounds like a solid morning routine.
Yep. It's a two intense hours.
Yeah. Love it.
But I come in and I'm like, yay.
Yeah, exactly. It gets your energy up. You've got that exercise factor. You're visualizing, you know, where you want to go. You've got everything covered. Is there a CEO that you follow or study?
There are many CEOs that I follow and study. But mostly, the most important for me is I have a group of CEOs that we meet either monthly or bi-monthly. Mm-hmm. And those are the CEOs that I really follow because we are kind of a mastermind group. And so there are all kinds of sizes of companies and all kinds of industries. And those are the guys and gals. That I follow and that I make sure that I keep in close contact to. If I had a role model, like I don't necessarily have role models, but I think that I need to start looking at that more.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. And this is a tough one, but what is your favorite online tool?
Actually, it's a new tool that's out there. It's still like, I think it's just started as beta. It's called Cloud and More. Okay. And it's a business suite that takes care of, that has your emails, your newsletter, replaces a little bit like a MailChimp, so newsletter, chat, internal chat, project management, video conferencing, e-learning, shared cloud, CRM, and so much more. So it's your full suite for half of the price that you would pay. And the most important for us is to keep our clients' data in Canada. So it keeps all of our clients' data in Canada to just make sure that, you know, we are, you know, eventually the government is going to ask that, you know, your data stays in your country of origin. So we just want to be ahead of that curve as well.
Oh, that's really great advice. And then, so what is the name of that tool again?
It's called Cloud and More.
Cloud and More. Interesting. Yeah. Very good.
But they're going to be rebranding soon. So I'll let.
Okay. Okay.
But you can search Cloud and More and still there.
Definitely going to check that out. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
I wish I really understood the real power of thoughts and imagination.
I like that. just giving yourself that permission to get creative and then act upon those ideas that you have.
Yeah, and not only that, I would add to this, you can change your day. You can change your life in one thought, right? So often enough, we're looking for, so for me, I always wait for, like, I'm always expecting the other shoe to drop, you know? It's probably like a pattern, you know, as something that happened in my life. But I'm always, expecting the other shoe to drop. And then I realized when I stopped expecting the other shoe to drop, it didn't drop.
Interesting.
And so I started changing my thoughts and it started impacting my life in such a great way.
Interesting. So when you do that visualization in the morning, is that something that you're just very focused on? Is that like positive outcomes and you know, where you see the company headed and your personal life headed and all that stuff?
Exactly. But not only that, is when I receive an email, sometimes, you know, like from a client, you know, I'm like, oh, am I doing things right? You know, I'm always worried of disappointing, right? Obviously, like it's so important for me and for our company to give awesome service, you know, outstanding service. And so I'm always worried. And then I stop saying like, oh, you know, what's the issue today? So just having an email and having the intention that it's good and it changes to good.
That's awesome. I love that. Yep. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this episode. It was a pleasure to have you on the podcast, and I really enjoyed chatting with you, Natasha.
Thank you so much, Julia. Have a great day.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.